The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes and become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I am not Joe Galewski or Dr. Michael Roizen. I'm Bridget Tigemeyer, filling in for Dr. Roizen, who's going to be joining us a little later in the show for the second half of the hour. We also have Sonar, our show engineer, who will be contributing too. Say hello, Sonar.
Hello, Sonar.
Very funny, Sonar. Sonar is in Florida right now, but he's the engineer, and I'm in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. Sonar takes control of all of the behind-the-scenes stuff for the show, and then when Dr. Roizen's out, he a lot of times helps contribute, so we're happy to have you, Sonar.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. How's the weather in Cleveland been?
It's not been the greatest. It quickly became very cold and snowy.
That's
and
what
icy,
I heard.
Actually. How is it in Florida?
Oh, it's been rainy all day. The past couple days have been overcast just because you guys like to send your cold down to us.
Oh, yeah, but you don't get it nearly as badly as we do, so
oh, definitely
I feel
not
too bad for you. We have a fantastic lineup for the show today with stories about newfound benefits of coffee, fish oil, exercise, and even the flu shot. And we'll also be talking about risks that are associated with certain things like trans fat from a new study that came out this week and energy drink risks, particularly with youth. And then at half past the hour, we'll have a fabulous guest, Dr. Robert Rosenberg, who's the author of Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems. Dr. Roizen's going to be back for that interview with Dr. Rosenberg, one that you won't want to miss, and one that I'm extremely excited for because I recognize that sleep problems are such a widespread problem. We see, I think that it's one of the number one complaints that we see from, or concerns that we see from patients at the Center for Functional Medicine daily, and something that people are really struggling with. Are you able to fall asleep easily and stay asleep, Sonar?
Yeah, stay asleep, that's a whole different thing for me, but getting to sleep, oh yeah, I try to make a full day as possible.
Good.
What about you? Do you you get any of that snoring or anything like that?
No, I don't have sleep apnea. I actually have no problem falling asleep. The second my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Cold. Oh yeah, done for.
Yeah, so I used to complain that I didn't have as much energy, and now I'm realizing how horrible it must be to not be able to fall asleep with all of the concerns that I see from patients. And so I'm excited to hear what Dr. Rosenberg has to say. He's the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona. And he's also a sleep medicine consultant for Mountain Heart Health Services in Flagstaff, Arizona. He's board certified in sleep medicine, pulmonary medicine, and internal medicine. And he's a contributor to a number of national platforms for the media like Oprah and Women's Health, or the Oprah magazine.
Well, I guess sleep's one of those things that's part of the tripod of the of sleep, diet, and exercise. I mean, with those three majors right there, they not only make a great support for your body and all the rest of them, but they all link together. If you have one that's failing a little bit more, it's going to make the other two lean one way or the other.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And that's really, we see it with a lot of patients when they come in and they have a horrible, sad diet, standard American diet, and they also are complaining that they can't sleep, that within just even a month of changing their diet dramatically, that the sleep then becomes much easier for them.
Yeah, sometimes the sleep isn't the real cause of why you can't sleep. I mean, it could be
exactly
exercise, or it could be diet, and it's the same way on the other side. If you don't get enough exercise and you don't get enough sleep, your diet's going to start to suffer as well because you're not producing and using the nutrients that actually come in. You could still be having the most healthiest diet that's out there, but because you don't, your body's not ready to receive all of the nutrients, it's another way that you're not going to keep that three-legged table standing.
Yeah, and stress, I think, is another huge cause of people mm-hmm. not being able to sleep. We call it the hamster wheel that people, a lot of times when they get into bed, the hamster wheel turns on and their brain just continuously keeps thinking about all of these things that prevent
people from falling asleep. Wasn't that why you use meditation?
Exactly, yes, which we talked about the benefits of a few weeks ago, I think. So, and I guess that leads well into our first story of the week. For if you can't sleep, most people turn to coffee. And the first story is about coffee and the benefits that they recently found in a study from this week about a chemical compound that's in coffee. It's called chlorogenic acid, oftentimes referred to as CGA. And CGA is found in high levels in coffee. It's also found in certain fruits and vegetables like apples, pears, tomatoes, blueberries. And the researchers from the University of Georgia have looked into the benefits of CGA, and they think it may prevent some of the damaging effects of obesity. So in past studies, CGA has been shown to significantly reduce insulin resistance in the accumulation of fat in the liver. And the scientists went a little further on this study to understand that exact mechanism. So they fed a group of mice a high-fat diet for 15 weeks, and they also injected them with a CGA solution twice per week. And what they found is that the CGA prevented weight gain, and it also helped to maintain normal blood sugar levels and a healthy liver composition for the mice. So what the researchers stated is that obviously drinking coffee isn't going to prevent or outweigh the risks of, or undo, I guess, the negative consequences that come from an unhealthy diet and lack of exercise, but they feel that in addition to eating a healthy diet and making positive, healthy lifestyle choices, that there can hopefully be a therapeutic use for CGA in future medicine, which hasn't been done yet, but I think that it's something that may be coming in the future once they're able to have more mounting evidence from humans and then trial drugs or injections.
Well, to bring it back to my my lovely tea plant, green tea and other teas have CGA in it, but not at the point that coffee does. And even if you're trying to use tea as a weight loss supplement or something like that, coffee is actually slightly better because of the CGAs in it.
Right. Yeah, and we talked about the benefits of tea last week because there's a number of, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago now, there's a number of benefits with that. We also know that coffee's a good, so if you're trying to figure out which drinks to drink and to decrease your consumption of sugary beverages, water is a great option, but tea and coffee are also really good options as well. And I know that Dr. Roizen, if you were here, would be adamantly agreeing.
Definitely.
Because he's been an advocate for the benefits of coffee for a long time. And then the second study of the week that was really interesting is another thing that Dr. Roizen has been an adamant about for a long time, which is fish oil and the benefits of fish oil. A small new study came out this week, and they offered preliminary evidence showing that fish oil supplements may prevent psychosis among young people that are at high risk for the condition. Even up to 7 years after the participants took the capsules, they saw a benefit. So psychosis is a serious condition where people pretty much lose touch with reality. But past research has shown that early interventions can help halt the deterioration that we see often in schizophrenia. They've done cognitive behavioral therapy in the past, but now it turns out that fish oil may be another one that we can turn to. So they took 81 people that were young adults, 13 to 25 years old, and these participants were all at a high risk of psychosis, and this was indicated by either having a close relationship with someone with a psychiatric disorder or already experiencing delusions. And half were randomly assigned to the fish oil capsule that they took for 12 weeks. The rest were given placebos. And the researchers found that the 10% of young people who took the fish oil developed psychosis compared to 40% giving placebos. We'll be back with more. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hello, and we're back. I apologize for right before the commercial. I was getting too excited about this great study about fish oil that I didn't leave enough time for the commercial, which cut me off. So just to finish up what I was saying about the fish oil study that was conducted this past week on preventing psychosis, they found that 10% of the young people who took the fish oil developed psychosis compared with 40% who were given placebos. So this is actually really substantial data that it needs to be replicated and looked into more, but it could change everything that is recommended for people with psychosis and could be very promising. So we know that fish oils are really beneficial because they contain omega-3 fatty acids, and in past studies, large studies, omega-3s have been shown to reduce the risk of dementia and heart disease, and these can be found in a daily EPA-DHA supplement, and they can also be found in foods like salmon and fatty fish and walnuts and chia seeds, hemp seeds, all of your seeds pretty much have them. So definitely bump up your intake of omega-3s, whether it's through diet or supplements or both. Dr. Roizen has been a believer for a long time, so that makes me even more of a believer because I tend to trust what his recommendations are. So coming up at 30 minutes after the break, which is after our next break, we have author Dr. Robert Rosenberg, and he's the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona. He wrote Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems. And I was looking over some of these sleep deprivation statistics, and Sonar, how many people would you expect in the United States to have a chronic sleep disorder?
Oh, wow. I would say at least, I want to go 5%.
Oh, I don't have.
Okay.
I don't have the percentage.
Okay.
I'm looking for a number.
At least a million people. 1 million.
Higher.
We'll start low. Okay. Because I like to play Price is Right rules. Close without going over. Start at the bottom.
Higher.
So, let's see here.
I'll give you
7 million.
Way low. The number of people in the United States who have a chronic sleep disorder are 40 million people.
Oh my gosh, there's only 350 million of us.
I know. It's like such a huge problem. And they found, too, they had people record the average hours of sleep that they needed by age. And for the percent of adults who reported getting an average of 6 hours or less was 29%, because a lot of people get even less. And those that reported unintentionally falling asleep during the day at least once in the past month, guess that percentage.
Month. Oh, man. Okay. Percentage now. I'm going to get of those people or of the whole population?
Of the whole population whole that population. Unintentionally fall asleep during the day at least once in the past month.
Well, I'm going to go high on this one. I'm going to go 40%.
Wow, that was close. 37.9%.
Oh,
so
right.
It's a serious problem, which is why we're going to have Dr. Robert Rosenberg on. He'll have an interview with Dr. Roizen and hopefully help a lot of people with good suggestions from his book. But before that happens, I want to talk about the latest study that came out on trans fat this week. So we know that trans fat is extremely harmful, and recently there was a proposal to remove it entirely from the food supply. That was a few months ago, probably about 6 months ago. And a new study shows that eating trans fat may damage memory. So we've known that it's been a risk to your heart because it increases LDL cholesterol, which is the bad form of cholesterol, and it decreases your good cholesterol, which is your HDL cholesterol. But now this new study is showing that it may also affect your brain. They looked at 690 young and middle-aged men, and they found that those who reported eating the most trans fat remembered 11 fewer words out of 104 than the men who ate the least. So they remembered 11 fewer words out of the 104 total words than compared to those that ate the least trans fat. And past research has shown a link between trans fat consumption and obesity, aggression, heart disease, and diabetes. And it's not necessarily understood yet why trans fat may impair the memory, but it definitely makes sense that the supply of the nutrients that are in your blood go to your brain, and that can actually affect how your brain functions. So trans fat is found in partially hydrogenated oils. Right now, the government still allows, even though it's been significantly cut from the food supply since 2006 when food manufacturers had to label the amount of trans fat in their product, the government still allows any product that contains less than 0.5% trans fat to claim that it's trans fat free, which is the most absurd thing in the entire world.
Well, it's one of those things like the word organic is ambiguous. It's all about how the regulations are made. Don't just look at the buzzwords when you look at things on a label. You have to look at the details.
Right, but organic is a little less ambiguous than trans fat because there's a higher, it's a stricter regulation that you have to have for in order for products to be labeled organic.
If it's like an animal, it has to, the feed has to be organic. All of the anything that you put into the animal has to be organic as well to call an animal organic.
Right. So the thing about the trans fat is that you can literally have trans fat added to the food product and still say that it's trans fat free on the front, which is awful. And actually, my roommate brought home this trail mix that he's trying to eat healthier because he lives with me and my other roommate who's in medical school at Case, and she is a vegan and does yoga all the time. So both of us eat fairly well, and so our male roommate is trying to eat better too. He brought home these packages of trail mix, and he thought that he was doing a good thing by buying nuts, and we looked at the label, and they had these peanut chips in it that were coated in partially hydrogenated oils, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that there's still this much hydrogenated oil, partially hydrogenated oils in foods that you can commonly buy. So, I mean, we've definitely made progress. We're not there yet. Still read your labels for partially hydrogenated oils and try to get in liquid vegetable oils instead of hard fats, and consuming the heart-healthy fats like the omega-3s that we just talked about, and increasing your intake of fruits and vegetables are all great things that you can do to outweigh the negative risks that are associated with the unhealthy trans fat that's been in our food supply. And then we also had another story that came out this week about exercise and your brain. So a lot is related to the brain this week. Does exercise really make us smarter? We'll talk about what a new study found when after our guest segment. Right now, we're going to take a break, but we have coming up Dr. Rosenberg, the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley, Arizona, on his new book, Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day. So hopefully he can help you solve your sleep problems. Tune in for that. Dr. Roizen will be here for the interview, and we will be back after the break. To ask any questions, you can email at udocs@gmail.com. That's udocs@gmail.com. Or you can call in at 877-711-5211. We'll be back. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we have a great guest. You ask questions often about sleep. And through the email line, you can always ask questions, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Or call them in, 877-711-5211. So this week we have a wonderful guest, Robert Rosenberg, who's a physician medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center at Prescott Valley in Arizona, who answers questions frequently on programs as well as in press. He's been on the Oprah Magazine, Women's Health Prevention, Ladies' Home Journal. And if you want to ask him questions after the show, you can do that at answersforsleep.com. Answersforsleep.com. Dr. Rosenberg, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. We have a series of questions that have already been sent in for you. And I'll start with what I think is one of the toughest ones I've seen. I'm a terrible snorer. and it's annoyed my wife for years. I've tried a lot of over-the-counter methods, but nothing seems to fix it. And my doctor ruled out sleep apnea. Should it be time to consider surgery? What should I know about surgery, or what should I know about other treatments?
It's a great question. As far as snoring, if obviously if you've ruled out sleep apnea, then you're not going to be a candidate for CPAP, which would be the most effective therapy, but that's reserved for people with sleep apnea. A couple of things you might want to consider, those who snore out there. Number one, weight loss, if you're overweight, can have a major impact on snoring. Number two, alcohol use at night can also cause loud snoring. And some of the medications used for sleep, some of the benzodiazepines, such as temazepam, Valium, those drugs cause relaxation of the muscles and can cause snoring. So if you've ruled all of those things out, then there are the treatments. There is something, an oral appliance, mandibular advancement devices, that are used for sleep apnea, but are very effective in snoring. I mean, surgery for snoring, there are some procedures. There's the laser uvulopalatopharyngoplasty, and there's the pillar procedure where they put these little pillars into your soft palate, and they can stop snoring. They also, in some cases, can help with mild sleep apnea. But that's usually what I refer my patients to. I mean, occasionally I'll refer them for surgery, but as a rule, we try to go with the oral appliance first, possibly the pillar procedure, and try to keep it, you know, keep it as least non-invasive as possible.
Wonderful.
If you've got a stuffy nose, I'm sorry, one other thing. A lot of people don't realize it, but what causes some people to snore is if they have a septal deviation or turbinate bones that are very large. When they sleep at night, they can't breathe through their nose, they breathe through their mouth. And when that happens and the mouth drops open, that causes the tongue to go back, and that certainly increases snoring. So sometimes taking care of the nasal passages will take care of the snoring, and that's where the Breathe Right strips work for some people, and that's a pretty cheap cure.
That's great. So what was good for athletes may be good for your wife.
Right.
I'll add for that gentleman who asked.
I
should have said that was a guy from Henry from Chicago.
Okay.
This is actually, these are men. this is another man who asked this question, which is John. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Robert Rosenberg, who's a physician, sleeps soundly every night, feel fantastic every day is the book. It's a wonderful book filled with questions and answers about everything you wanted to know about sleep. It's the subtitle is A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems, and it really is, as you can see from that answer to the question, Dr. Rosenberg is really a pro at this. Is it true, John writes, that you shouldn't eat before bed? I sometimes have trouble sleeping if I feel hungry.
You know, it's not true that you shouldn't eat before bed. What you want to avoid in terms of meals that would cause problems with sleep would be heavy meals, because that can cause bloating and the digestive enzymes in the intestinal tract to have to work at night when it really isn't supposed to be working. You want to avoid spicy foods at night because they raise the body temperature. And when you raise the core body temperature and you also get acid reflux with spicy foods, that will hinder your ability to fall asleep. And you want to avoid things like aged cheeses, Parmesan, and cured meats because they contain tyramine, which releases norepinephrine. So having gone through those things, snack 300 or 400 calories of some kind of a complex carbohydrate, like crackers with almond butter, which supplies tryptophan and supplies the glucose in a very slowly released method, as opposed to sugars at bedtime, will help you to fall asleep. So there's nothing wrong with eating before bedtime if you're hungry. Just avoid the spicy foods, the foods I talked about, and don't eat large meals. That'll only hinder your sleep.
That's great, and it's wonderful advice. The important point, John, another important point that he did bring up is the spicy foods tend to increase your risk of acid reflux, which is another thing that can wake you up or give you problems in the morning. This is a interesting question because this is from a Joseph. And he writes, I travel a lot for work, so I'm always switching time zones. What are the tried and true ways to beat it, or even better, avoid jet lag? I don't do well with melatonin.
Well, I like melatonin, so I guess for him that's out, but for the other listeners, it's excellent to start taking melatonin usually about the a little bit before the hour that you would be falling asleep at your new destination if you're traveling east. The other thing is to try to, if you're going to travel more than three time zones, try to get to sleep an hour earlier every day for 3 days before you leave, so that you basically get used to the new time zone. Also, try eating at the if you're on an airplane, try to eat at the same time you would be eating at your time zone. And those are the things you can take. And there's nothing wrong if you're really having a problem. Sometimes a short-acting sleep aid at the destination for 2 or 3 days can really make a difference. Normally, your clock will adjust depending upon the number of time zones. It takes about 1 day per time zone crossed after you cross three time zones. Less than three time zones, you really should not have much in the way of jet lag.
And when you say, is it more important going east to west or west to east?
It's harder to go east because you have to fall asleep at an earlier hour. We have a much harder time falling asleep earlier than we do staying up later. So when people travel to the west, they actually adapt sooner. Instead of a time zone a day, it may be almost 1.5 time zones a day. So they adapt much quicker when we travel west than when we travel east. Which is why they always say the NFL teams that have to travel to the East Coast have a great disadvantage, and that studies have actually been done to show that.
Huh. Now, I guess it must be very tough for the sports teams. I mean, they're constantly traveling in basketball because they play night after night.
Right.
So that must be the toughest sport, and they play at different times of day. Sometimes on weekends they play at noon rather than in the evening.
That's why Steve Nash, the famous basketball player who used to play for my Phoenix Suns, I mean, he really made napping an art, 30 to 45 minute naps upon arrival or before a game, and it really worked for him because napping as little as 30 to 45 minutes can really improve your ability to perform. And the amount of sleep you get is very important. Stanford University did a study on their athletes, and athletes...
Well, when we come, Dr. Rosenberg, when we come back, we'll talk about the Stanford University study and another question, which is something from Joan in Boston. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We're talking with Dr. Robert Rosenberg, author of Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And while we were on break, we had a series of good questions, but I'm first going to go to the sports teams. You said Steve Nash became a master at power naps.
He did. And then we were discussing the study at Stanford, which had to do with sleep and sports performance, which was a great study. They took they used the women's basketball team, men's basketball team, men's football team several years ago, and they increased their sleep time by 1 hour. Many of them were sleeping less than 7 hours, and they insisted they try to sleep 10 if possible, but certainly increase it. And what they found overall was that their performance, their sports performance, improved remarkably. In all of those who slept, who extended their sleep as much as 1 hour.
Ha! Huh. Isn't that great? Now, we've been talking, I should say, we came back and talking with Sleep Soundly Every Night author, Sleep Soundly Every Night, Feel Fantastic Every Day, Dr. Robert S. Rosenberg, who is a doctor, the subtitle, A Doctor's Guide to Solving Your Sleep Problems, a wonderful book. And if you look at, want to ask him questions after the show, you can go to answersforsleep.com. Answers, F-O-R, not the number, answers, F-O-R, sleep.com. The one of the questions that a Joan sent in, again, it's almost like I expect the questions that men send in are sent in by women. Women, I wonder if they're sending it for their spouses. But anyway, Joan from Boston writes, I'm an insomniac, but have always been scared of prescription sleep medicines, so I use Benadryl to help me nod off. I almost don't want to know the answer to this, but is it safe to do that long term? Should I switch to something natural like melatonin?
It depends, Joan, on the form of insomnia you have. It's a real broad question. Benadryl is safe. It's an antihistamine. It's really an allergy pill. Back in the 60s, kids who were given it were falling asleep. So that's one of the reasons it became approved as a sleep aid. It's certainly long. Melatonin is for people who have trouble falling asleep, especially if they have problems with circadian problems, like they're night owls and they need to get to bed at an early hour. They're in college and they're night owls. I don't like Benadryl very much, diphenhydramine, because of the side effects. One, it usually wears off in a few weeks, but two, it can cause constipation, urinary retention, dizziness, and it can leave you sleepy the next day. It can last as much as 12 to 14 hours. So I'm not saying I don't ever use it, but I'm not a great fan of the over-the-counter sleep aids, the Tylenol PMs. They all the PMs either have Benadryl, diphenhydramine, or doxalamine. Those are the two ingredients, and they're basically allergy pills that make you sleepy.
And now, if someone has a problem staying asleep, they get to sleep fine, but they have a problem staying asleep, what would be an alternative to melatonin?
Well, if we're talking about trouble staying asleep, I mean, my first thing is I try to use cognitive behavioral therapy. Okay, so what I try to do is to get people to get, if you have trouble staying asleep, we want you to get up after 20 minutes. If you're wide awake, not stay in bed. Go into another room. Do something quiet. You might want to listen to music. You might learn how to meditate or breathing exercises. There's all kinds of things you can do. And then get yourself back into the bedroom when you're feeling sleepy. Don't fall asleep in the other room. So as far as treatment, that would be my first call. Now, if you were looking for a medication, for that, first of all, you want to make sure you're not suffering from depression, because early morning awakenings are a classic sign of depression. But if not, there is a medication on the market called Silanor, which is basically low-dose oxypin, approved by the FDA in very low doses, and it specifically works to help people stay asleep. It's the only drug that actually keeps people asleep the last 2 hours in a 7 to 8 hour sleep period. But again, I believe cognitive behavioral therapy is the way to go.
Someone just asked me what was the drug again? They said Silanor?
Silanor, which is doxepin, but in a very low dose, 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams, whereas the antidepressant dose of doxepin is usually 25 or 50. And when we give people doxepin for sleep, it left them sleepy the next day. And when they worked on the 3 and 6 milligram dose, they found out the majority of people after 7 hours had no residual sleepiness.
Now, one of the other questions that we got during the break was on lavender oil and lavender sprays. How do those work, and are they as effective as melatonin?
It's totally different. I mean, melatonin is being used in specific things. We're using melatonin in people on beta blockers because beta blockers block the production of melatonin. I use melatonin in people who have circadian dysrhythmias, where they are basically, they produce melatonin at 1 or 2 in the morning, which is why they're night owls, but they need to get to bed earlier because of work. So melatonin, and the elderly, we're finding that in the elderly, their melatonin production flattens out. And so a lot of my older patients in their 70s and 80s who can't fall asleep, I use melatonin. As far as the lavender, I've seen two good studies, one done in an ICU and one done in a nursing home with lavender oils and as aromatherapy. And there was a definite improvement in the ability to fall asleep. I just haven't seen the kind of work I've seen in the studies, the extensive studies over the years with melatonin and drugs that are melatonin receptor agonists.
It is something to try.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there were two good studies, one in the nursing home, one with Alzheimer's patients, and one in ICU with cardiac patients, and the use of lavender aromatherapy definitely showed a tendency to earlier sleep time and greater total sleep time.
The book goes through some major sleep problems. I guess there are a series of them, one of which is restless leg syndrome. Another is sleep apnea. Another is how you judge insomnia, that is, when you can't get to sleep. And it goes through the basis of how to get a good night's sleep. There's even a chapter on sexomnia. I can't even pronounce it.
Right.
And on nighttime eating.
It's a fantastic book because it goes through a lot of your patient experiences,
right?
As well as post-traumatic stress disorder and ADHD.
Right.
I'd be remiss because my wife would want me to ask, because she's a pediatrician who deals a lot with ADHD kids.
Right.
Are there any tricks with the ADHD children?
Yeah, the trick is for we physicians to inquire about their sleep. Too many children are being diagnosed with ADHD who have an underlying sleep disorder such as sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome, which in many cases, when you treat that, they no longer have, quote, ADHD. I'm not telling you at all, but there's enough studies that have shown that. Because in children, sleep apnea and restless leg syndrome both can present with hyperactivity, trouble concentrating, trouble focusing. So I see at least four or five children a month who've been sent to me because they're on Ritalin for ADHD, and the pediatricians are becoming more aware of the sleep disorders, and they want us to make sure they're not missing a sleep disorder.
We have a hard break, and we want to thank you, Robert Rosenberg. Sleep soundly every night. Feel fantastic every day. Wonderful book. Great knowledge. Come back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.